What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is the 5 o'clock fire. My man Ron the show Hughley is in Turks and Caicos enjoying an extra day on vacay. And my boy Luke Morrow is in filling the seat, filling it mighty nicely, if I might add. But the Texans... They've not only playing a preseason game, not only do they have a walkthrough at 3 today, not only did I show up at 9 and there was no practice, but the Texans, they made a trade. They were probably busy making a trade instead of practicing when I was over there. I could have stepped in and covered it live. But the Texans have traded wide receiver, former second round pick, wide receiver John Metchie, and a 6th round pick to the Eagles for tight end Harrison Bryant and a 5th round pick. So John Metchie for Harrison Bryant, 6th round pick for a 5th round pick. The reality of the situation is the Texans had an opportunity to trade one of their wide receivers. They were really deep at the wide receiver position. You got Nico Collins and Christian Kirk, and then you drafted the two wide receivers early in the draft this year out of Iowa State, Jalen Noel and Higgins. And so there's your four receivers. And then beyond that, it looks like Xavier Hutchinson has really stepped up and supplanted himself as a next available. I think he was even in the starting three in joint practice when they went into a two-minute situation. So he's played his way into not just a spot on the roster, but actual playing time. I think Braxton Berrios is a weapon and a return specialist. So I think there is your 6th wide receiver. And then it comes down to John Metchie and Justin Watson for me. And I'll be honest with you. I think if you talk to D'Amico and Nick and everybody, I think they probably would have been willing to trade either one of them. I think you probably argue that maybe Justin is a little bit more proven when it comes to wide receivers stepping in without any reps or wide receivers being trustworthy. Dependable, let's put it that way, not trustworthy, but dependable, more sure-handed when it comes to the wide receiver stepping in and blocking when he needs to block. And not that Metchie couldn't do any of those things, but I think maybe Justin Watson, there may have had a little bit more confidence, having seen it before. Several clutch catches, not a ton of catches, but several clutch catches in his time in Kansas City. So a little bit more seasoned than John Metchie. And so the Texans had extra wide receivers. And luckily, John Metchie, as I said last week, John Metchie has had a really good camp. John Metchie has made it a competition. I think when camp started, I think the statement was the Texans have brought in a ton of wide receivers, proven wide receivers, that fit in that third tier of wide receiver on your team right where John Metchie was, probably because they didn't want to wait any longer on him and some others to kind of elevate their game. They wanted to create some competition there. And so they were really deep. And the opportunity presented itself to make a trade and get some level of value back for John Metchie, knowing that the odds were you were going to put him on a waiver wire and you were going to cut him at some point in the near future anyway. And so John Metchie is out. 6th round draft pick is out. The 5th round pick is in. And tight end Harrison Bryant is in. Now, Harrison Bryant has been with the Cleveland Browns, I believe the Raiders, and was with the Eagles, right? And if you look at it, David Njoku's with the Browns. When you look at the Raiders, I'm not sure, but I think they had a couple of guys. They had one of the best tight ends in the league last year.
Yeah,
young fella,
Brock Bowers,
and then didn't they have a bigger tight end that they took a couple years before that? The Maher kid out of Notre Dame or something like that.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Right. So they had a couple of guys that would slate right in front of him. And then when you look at the Eagles. The Eagles, obviously, their roster's difficult to make. I mean, what's Big Boy's name that they've got with the Philadelphia Eagles, the tight end?
Dallas Goedert.
There you go. Good pull. You know, so he's not going to get a ton of run in front of those guys. So, look, he is a reserve tight end that I believe is exactly what the doctor ordered for the Houston Texans. You know, Brevin Jordan gets injured. So just from a numbers perspective of guys that you trust and that you can rely on and that you know is vetted and experienced and they get it and they can play at this level, they were down one tight end. This is a guy that definitely has the experience, 30 starts in the league, 89 catches in the league, 790 yards total, 10 touchdowns. This is a guy that in college was the best tight end in the country. In college, had over 1,000 yards receiving his senior year. So this is a guy that can play football, and he's a reserve-level tight end. I think he fits in nicely with this crew right here, Luke. I think he fits in real nicely.
Yeah, I really like the trade. It's low risk, high reward, because as you laid out, I mean, you were getting rid of Mechie anyway, so to get anything for him is a bonus instead of just seemingly cutting him or cutting a different receiver of the same value. Now you move Mechie, bring in a tight end to help after the injury, and then a guy that I do think has potential. I laid it out earlier. I mean, he was on the all-rookie team as a rookie, and even that was from the NFL, and then even you have Pro Football Focus ranked him as one of the best rookies that year in 2020, and that was a team that went to the playoffs, and then never quite took those next steps forward, but to Clint's point, you know, was always kind of blocked by more talented and guys that were more established at the tight end position on those teams. So now that he comes here, I think there will be an opportunity, maybe not the biggest opportunity, but he'll have his chances. And he's a guy that, as we said earlier, came up as a offensive lineman, was going to go to college to be an offensive tackle and made the switch to tight end when the coaches at FAU saw something in him. And, boy, has that worked out well for him. But a guy that be at that tight end position has some of that blocking experience. And, I like the move. And if you're a Texans fan, you might remember when he went for 4-62 in a playoff game here in Houston. So, you know, he showed you firsthand some of the things he can do, including a long catch and run in that playoff game against Houston. So I like the potential. And as we said, you essentially gave up nothing because you're going to get rid of Mechie anyways. I think this wide receiver room is now set. I would actually keep Watson. I would keep 7 wide receivers. But if not, we could see another move like this because these teams, there's a lot of teams desperate for wide receivers out there. So if the Texans are going to get rid of one of those guys, you could try to pull off another one of these trades like they did with Mechie.
Yeah, it's interesting, man, because, I think when you talk about this football team, the Houston Texans, and how they're going to construct their roster, we were doing some of this Saturday night after the preseason game, some of this back and forth about how do you know, the number game.
Yeah.
I have a really hard time thinking anything other than it has to start with defense. Like, this is going to be a defensive-driven football team. Mm-hmm. And so when it comes down to, do you keep an extra wide receiver or do you keep an extra inside linebacker, an extra edge rusher, or an extra safety or whatever, they're going to keep the extra safety, right? I mean, so when it comes down to it, you know, I don't think this thing is gonna play out as, boy, offensively, usually they keep 9 offensive linemen and they keep 7 receivers and they keep – I think they're going to go, we're going to keep what we have to keep on the defensive side of the football. And then offensively, we will piece things together depth-wise and piece things together with our special teams guys from our depth offensive players. I got to believe that this is going to be first and foremost because they're going to have to put some really good players on the streets. You know what I mean? And, yeah. And I mean, do you think that's a Denico Autry? Do you think it's one of those linebackers that we mentioned earlier, the mm-hmm. Jake Hansons? There's some really good players there that have to be put on the streets. What do they do with Rush Yeast and Miles Bryant now that they've got two safeties that one of them's in trouble off the field and the other one's injured, but now he's coming back? Like, I think we're going to err on the side of defense being priority here, so that may cut some of those numbers on the offensive side of the football. Just a blind shot, in my opinion, but I think that's how this thing ends up unfolding. I really like this trade. I don't want to make more out of Harrison Bryant. This guy's not an all-world player, but I like this trade from a standpoint as always, as soon as we trade for a guy like this, because I haven't watched a ton of film. I'm like you. I remember him catching balls in the playoff game.
Yeah.
Everything I remember about Harrison Bryant, he was catching balls, and there was some run after catch. There's some, boy, this guy's got a little athletic ability to him. Mm-hmm. And he does. And to your point, he's even lined up at fullback in some and catches the ball out of the backfield and things like that. But he's not a fullback. He's a true tight end. And reading about him, reading up on him, really excels in pass protection. Not as dominant in the run game. Athletic enough to do some things in the pass game. I think he's going to fit in really well with what they have. And I think at the very least, again, he shores up that tight end position with a good veteran that you trust and that you can depend on. Here's the thing. How quickly can he learn the offense? What does he already know? He came out of Florida Atlantic and with Lane Kiffin there. Does that somehow, all the different offenses that he's been in the league, do they somehow work together and he's heard this terminology before? We shall see. But Harrison Bryant, tight end from the Philadelphia Eagles, and John Metchie's no longer a Texan. He is an Eagle.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros, they square up against the Detroit Tigers tonight. The starting lineup, Jeremy Pena at shortstop, Carlos Correa at third base, Jose Altuve at second, Jesus Sanchez in that cleanup spot, Christian Walker in that five hole at first base. Victor Caratini's catching tonight, batting sixth. Yainer Diaz batting seventh in that DH spot. Cam Smith batting eighth in right field. And Jacob Melton, not Chaz McCormick, but Jacob Melton is in center field batting ninth.
They need Chaz in that pen, bro.
Oh, they need him in that pen. That's right. That's right. They do. Or run bases and extras, one or two.
They need him ready in that pen,
that's
bro.
That's right. That's right. Oh, man, I tell you, boy, I bet he's in a rough spot right now, man. He is definitely bellying up to a bar somewhere. If he's a drinker, it's being tested right now, I guarantee you. Spencer Arrighetti is on the bump for the Astros tonight. And I know, Luke, for you, Spencer Arrighetti's return, he's had two starts that he's returned since his injury, but I know this is a big piece to the Astros moving forward this season is Spencer Arrighetti.